how the brand is felt, how we feel as me, part of like a consumer group. How do we feel? How do we see brands? For example, if the message does not come to us and we cannot adjust, process them, we will not like react to the brand. We will not react to the loudness, rather like how we feel.
StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Today I have Jacob with me. What if your startup's most powerful growth engine isn't your tech, pitch deck, or GTM strategy, but how your brand makes people feel? On today's StartupRate.io, we sit together down with Jacob Turpin? Is that pronounced right?
Yeah,
a curious mind who enjoys exploring new brand shapes, the way we connect from advertising design to marketing, and what truly defines the essence of lasting, meaningful branding. Jacob is the founder of creative brand agency Yes Yes and Two. His work has directly or indirectly influenced a range of international brands, including Audi, Belvis Chocolate, the European Commission, Fight World Chess, Husqvarna Motorcycles, Icos, KTM, Loki, Marvel, Mattel, Noteback, Pernod Ricard, Red Bull, Rimac Cars, Salzburger Land, Sebastian Professional, United Colors of Benetton, and many more. Jacob isn't here to talk about logos, design, or slogans. He's here to offer a fresh perspective on how the often overlooked biology and psychology behind branding can quietly play a significant role in a startup success, why it matters, and how we're connecting to brands in today's world. With over 18 years of experience in branding, marketing, advertising, and design, Jacob brings a deep understanding of why branding matters, how subconscious brands signal, build trust long before the metrics do, and why the smartest founders today are shifting from B2B or B2C to H2H. Human to human. We unpack the emotional language that customers feel but can't describe, how to brand authentically from day one, even with no budget. What do startup teams often get wrong about culture, storytelling, and the story behind their own product or mission? Why investors feel brands before you fund your round? If you found a CEO, investor, or simply somebody building something meaningful, this episode will help you understand why brands matter from day one before your pitch deck or presentation, and offer fresh perspective on how to build a more cohesive brand for stronger long-term success. Whew. Jacob, that was quite a long intro. Welcome to StartupRate.io.
Thank you again for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for a really nice introduction. I felt like a prima donna somehow.
Jacob, you believe startups don't win by just being louder, but by being felt in every aspect. What led you to this perspective?
Absolutely. That's a good question that I was trying to reach out, trying to understand through my journey of educational and experimental, how brands are extrovertly create introvertal message that we try to position as a brand wants to hit the emotional tones. When the brand hits the emotional tones, we are rather talking about how the brand is making us feel, rather like what is loud. Because I do believe that loud does not coming from having just like colors, logotypes, and different messages painted on the wall or in the cities, but rather like how we feel about the brand. And by that, I think that I came to a conclusion that it's more important for us consumers than brands. And we feel the brands rather like that they're allowed.
So basically, you go back to the theory that most of what we say is not in words, but it's in the feeling of how we convey the message. You talk about invisible language, invisible branding here. Can you unpack what it means for early stage founders?
When it comes to invisible languages, we usually perceive in branding in terms of what we can track or what we cannot deal on a daily basis, meaning that brands are more powered by emotional stage, which our brain biological part is also working in this aspect. Then we have the most necessary component, like for success, like to be trusted from like consumers, us, like in partners, communicational ways. And the third part of the invisible brand is definitely human to human interaction, because it's coming more from biological aspect. How we are operating through the day, how we are communicating, how we are perceiving the messages, and how we actually understand the brands and what the brands are trying to understand. So I would say that emotional part, trust, and human-to-human interaction, these are the core of foundational, the invisible branding.
So you talk about what you feel when you see, when you experience branding. I was wondering, the first mistake, what's the branding trap every startup falls into early on?
I would definitely say that the first trap that many of startups dive in is they're all the best in what they do. They're all the best how they are polarizing and creating the product, the service they would like to push on the market. And then at some point, they neglect the brand aspect. They neglect the storytelling. They neglect how convey the message, the product, the service that they would like to position on the market, actually deliver to the consumer, to the end users. And this is something that it's, as a startups, they could start not just working on the logotype, but rather like to starting with the storytelling, to be authentically different from the other brands. And this would help them in order like to be a little bit different and not fall into this trap.
You talked about in the past internal first. How does internal branding drive external impact and the other way around?
Mm-hmm. As we talk about internal branding, it's always what team do we have around us? What kind of people and who are helping us to develop the branding, to push the branding out? And internal branding, it's the most important, because if internal branding, our team does not feel the brand, does not live with the brand, external branding will hardly to survive on the market. Why? Because we will have to push so much effort into build the internal branding. While we will do this, we will neglect the most important part, because our competitors will already step further and to be better and better to work on external branding. And they will be able to understand the consumers better. They will be able to reach the consumer better. So by this, if we don't have the right team, if we don't have the right homogeneous team, how we communicate that we believe in the product that we have, external branding will hard to survive, because external part is just extended hand of internal.
H to H, human to human philosophy. You reject the classical categories of B2B and B2C. Actually, that also makes sense for me. Instead, say it's all H to H, human to human. I have to smile thinking about that, thinking about the involvement of AI in the future. But anyways, what does this right now exactly look like?
H2H, B2C, it's just another categorization, B2C, business to consumers, business to business. But on the other side, behind those names are actually like human beings who are actually feeling, who are feeling how we communicate, how we propose something, how we offer, what kind of solutions do we have. So rather like to think, oh, this brand or this product goes out to certain consumers, think about human to human, how it would be when you try to push the product to your family or to your brother. You talk to him as a person, as someone who actually would feel something about, because again, in all aspects, we are wired by biology. From biologically spectrum, we are emotional creatures. And again, like being emotional, being human to human, we build trust, we build understanding, and slowly we can build something meaningful in terms of having like our group of consumers that actually believe in us in a brand. In this,
And now a very interesting aspect for me before we go into a short ad break would be for me, how do you see AI working on this in the future, meaning from H2H to H to AI to H?
That's a nice question. And of course, there will be like so many benefits. But on the other hand, we were still missing the humor intersection interfering, because in the end, it's not just about the emotion, which AI can still not like reach them or like to give you the perfect answer, but rather like to be understood, to be felt like the warmest of people, you know, like when someone looks into your eyes and say like, okay, I understand you, like I have you. And by this, AI is like a fantastic tool that will help, like even the branding will like escalate. But in terms of, we are not there yet that would be replacing this human to human connection, because sometimes we might also do a mistake to leave some aspects too far away from us.
Guys, we'll be back after a very short ad break. Jacob, you're doing much better. Guys, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us. This is Joe talking to Jacob about forgetting B2B branding, B2C branding. It's all human to human, even though we're not really sure yet how the AI will get involved into that. Let's talk a little bit about the investor lens here. What does emotional branding mean from an investor's perspective, and how do they usually react to it? How does it show up in the pitch rooms?
Also in these matters, I do believe that investors, as they are just like humans on the other spectrum with whom we are communicate, they are looking for a brand, product, service, which are trustworthy, meaning that like the first front battle that they come across to is the person that who is representing the brand, who is representing the company. And investors are also keen to understand them, where they are coming from, how they are wired, because in the end, like financially support is important and based on trust and how the trust is connected to the CEO, to the inventor, to the startup, and what kind of product they want to position out. So I believe that like emotional branding, when it comes to these certain matters, it's also about the trust. The trust is the first like fence that it has to be crossed in order to reach hands and say like, hey, I trust you. I know that you will deliver. I know that you will do good. So I have trust in you that you will be able to pull and to do what you said, what is your pitch desk.
I see. I was wondering, because usually our audience is more in the Series C stage, meaning companies of 500 plus employees thinking about doing M&A, that's really something big there. And I was wondering, this scale dissonance as startups grow, how can their brand stay authentic, and what does it mean emotionally for the team and their audiences?
This is the one big of a challenge, because somehow we live in a huge, fast world-based market that we would always like to position something new. But in the branding, it's just the opposite. When the brand escalates, when the startup like grows, they usually neglect one important thing. They do not need to change their story. They do not need to add more elements to the branding, but rather like keep them simple, keep them as it was at the beginning, because that will also lead to authenticity, like how authentic they are. Because authentic comes like not to be a copycat, but rather like I will go my own line. I will do my own visual presentation. I will have like my own branding. I will have like my stories. When it comes that brands and startups are growing, usually they neglect to the fact that they need to stay authentic, to stay authentic by saying the same story as they did like at the beginning, because otherwise they are just getting too much noise when they are adding new components because of the marketing trends, because of the marketing speed. When they are adding new components as like new slogan, new keywords, new words, new messages, everything starts just like to blur away, which is not authentic anymore, because it's far from what they've been at the beginning.
So should they stick with what they've been in the beginning, or should they start to adapt to the new reality? Most people will listen to this. I have to give them some commentary. He really had to think and look up in the air.
You know, it's like you have to be flexible enough to stay authentically the same as you were at the beginning. Because, for example, I will give you like really good example, like be authentic. Like when you swipe through the media, I see like I will give you like a really analogy, which is off from the branding, but has a good meaning. When you see a person who is doing something in the gym, you see how well built he is. You will not, you say like, I would like to be that person, but you are not becoming that person right away. So this means that like, if you are adapting too much on the trends, on the current setting on the market, you will also lose your path from who you were and how you would like to communicate your brand. Because brand is not like you need to change, you need to always constantly adding something. The brand is also stay consistent, be present, be yourself, be authentic. And that's how you will build the trust. And trust is an emotional thing which comes from biological aspect. And we are basically all wired emotionally. I mean, we have like 5-7 basic emotions, then we have like 25-27 like the rough one, and 100 plus emotion components which are adding. So we are not like reasonable creature, we are like emotional. So the trust is like one thing that it's like, again, human to human communication. And again, like to go a little bit deeper to the question you asked, how to stay authentic, or should the brand change to the current trends or to the current settings? I would say yes, they need to be flexible enough, but not too much, because they will lose their own personality.
If I would wrap up No, we're not at the end. Would I wrap up, have to wrap up everything you said in one sentence? Guys, you're doing marketing for people or not, and not Vulcans.
To wrap up would be definitely the brand.
What happens when a startup's external brand is stronger than its internal one, and how do consumers resonate with that?
Consumers resonates with external branding by trust, by believing in branding. It's one amazing study among many of them. Humanizing brands, that the same brain area activates as we would talk to a close person. So meaning that external branding, consumers are also feeling betrayed at some point if external branding is not orchestrated good, or internal branding is not like polished good. So meaning when consumers come across to several brands or like communication points, they might feel rejected, they might felt insulted, or they might felt also like betrayal because the brand did not fulfill one of their needs. This could be like when they reached to customer service and they had to wait for like half an hour, or like the customer service person was a little bit rude, because that's a human too on the other end. And he had like a bad day and he replied really, I don't know, too emotional. And the consumer felt like betrayal because the brand did not fulfill one of the needs. And external brand, I think, is one of the crucial point when it comes to communication, because everything is based on trust. And when the trust is there, we are emotionally open to accept new things, to accept the brand, to be part of the brand. But when something does not go along, of course, we pull back a little bit. We are not interested anymore. Or in the worst case scenario, we go to other brands. But this, everything could be prevented if at the beginning startups would pour much more time into it to build this warmth through human communication, consumer.
You have been talking about biological branding, activating certain areas of the brain, certain regions, how branding activates brain regions and what's happening from the biological aspects. What should founders learn from this?
When we dissect like brains, we put them into four levels. One is like spinal cord, then is hindbrain, midbrain, and forebrain. And forebrain is like 80% of capacity that we have. And in forebrain, we have also the limbic system, which operates emotionally. So we have the hippocampus, which is part of, and in our limbic system, which is in the middle of the brain, works for memory, emotion. This fellow is like in the shape of seahorse, and we have it like on both sides. So we store the memories like with emotion there, how we feel about brand, how we see. And when we talk about biological aspects, we are always wired that the final decision comes from emotional part, because that is how we react to certain messages or to brand or like what the brand wants to say, or even to communication or like interaction between humans. And biological part for startups is, it's good, and founders should take one message out of that would be good to be emotional in terms how we position the brand, how we position the messages, how we talk about the messages, how we talk about storytelling. Emotions are not always the bad things. If they are used the right thing, the brand will grow because again, everything leads to trust.
We're getting close to the end. We're not talking a little bit about branding for movements. What is the difference between a typical startup, a product-led brand, and a movement-led one?
I would definitely say that movement is above everything because people are reacting. People are like emotionally. And if I can give you like an example, movement, like one example that majority of us know and we can resonate is like when the Nike campaign started, just do it. That was the movement. That was not just the product. That was not just the brand. That was not just something that happened, but rather like the whole movement, because just do it triggered like different population to start actually doing something, to go to the gym, to have new job, to find new partner, to start a family. And that was the movement grew. And the beauty of this is that the brand still stick with this slogan because it's again built on trust. And movement is something that startups can start at the beginning of the journey because they don't talk just about the product, about the service that they are trying to position on the market, but rather like this product or this service will help you to live your life better, or at least to have more emotional part components to it, which is beyond just having a product or selling a product or like offering the product.
Mm-hmm. We're getting to the last question of an interview here, a little bit reflections during the closing. What's one belief about branding you wish every founder knew from day one?
One belief that definitely to work more on human to human, on invisible branding, to have more human connection, less words, less text, but rather like brand can be extremely impactful if there's a true connection, if there's something meaningful, and how to reach the consumers.
Actually, awesome closing words. And keep in mind, guys, you're not doing branding for robots or Vulcans. Just realize a lot of people who don't know Star Trek wouldn't know what a Vulcan is. Mr. Spock, emotionless, you're making marketing for people, humans, and you should touch them at an emotional place. Would that be about right, Jacob?
I would agree 100%. We are talking about human beings. We are talking about people. And in this area, this is the fantastic opportunity because I know that startups, I know all the CEOs, investors have a fantastic products that are worth to see the daylight. And sometimes the pity is because they don't know how to reach the consumers with an awesome product, or they are using the wrong words, or they're using the wrong aspects. And this could be done internally in the team, be authentic and talk humans. That's how the belief starts.
Talk to humans. I think a very, very good last sentence. Jacob, thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you as a guest.
Thank you very much. It was really nice to talk with you, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Same here. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.